Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim, with the budget scheduled to be discussed tomorrow with Governor Andrew Cuomo, obviously New York is in a bit of a pickle, a $6.2 billion budget deficit. What is Albany going to try to do to lower the deficit in 2020?
Yeah, we're going to see what the governor proposes tomorrow, and then over the course of the next few months, we'll be deliberating on his proposals, seeing where we need to make changes and moving them forward appropriately. For me, the most important issue is that our community gets our fair share of resources. Buffalo and Western New York for far too long had been shortchanged. We have changed that mindset in Albany, and so it's absolutely imperative that when these decisions are made, that Buffalo and Western New York get our fair share from the budget.
Does there need to be certain things that you think needs to be cut immediately when you look at the budget year in and year out and you notice that there's problems? Do you think there's something that needs to be done now?
We'll see what the governor proposes. For us, it's important that we focus in on ensuring that our children have a high-quality education, that that's funded appropriately, that we're putting a focus on health care, we're putting a focus on the transportation needs in our community and all across the state, especially in upstate, where we've seen our roads and our bridges deteriorating at an exponential rate because of a lack of investment over the years. So there's so many different issues that will be addressed in the budget. We're looking forward to what the governor proposes tomorrow.
What about marijuana and the legalization of it?
Legalization may come up again. Whether it does or it doesn't, where do you stand today on that, and what do you think the odds of it coming up again?
Yeah. So, look, I've been a proponent of the legalization of marijuana for a number of years. I'm a co-sponsor of the legislation, and it's something that's been deliberated for many years. The fact of the matter is, New York State is falling behind the rest of the nation from a criminal justice standpoint, from an economic standpoint. So it's time that New York State steps up and does the right thing. Right now, there are states that are surrounding New York and the entire country of Canada that have legalized marijuana. So it's time New York State catch up, do the right thing, allow for the economic opportunity in communities all across the state, allow for the implementation and the growth of jobs to happen here. And I think it's something that the public has been looking forward for us to do, and we're looking forward to getting after that.
How close are the areas in which you think the state spends too much on?
Well, look, it. We are going to see what the governor proposes. We're going to see where his budget lines meet up with the needs of our community, and we'll address those accordingly.
How closely are you watching the developments with Tesla and the jobs that are coming in? April 1st is the deadline for them to have 1,400-plus jobs, I believe, or else they'd have to pay New York millions of dollars.
All indications from everything that we've been told from Tesla and Empire State Development is that they are in line with meeting all of their goals, and we expect them to do just that. If they don't meet those goals, they're going to be hit with a $41-plus million penalty per year. We don't want that to happen. We don't expect it to happen based upon what we've been hearing, that they are hitting their goals. But we are certainly watching, and we'll be paying attention over the course of the next few months.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.